What's up, everybody? This is Jake.
This is Iker.
And today we're going to be talking about whether or not college athletes should be paid. It's a very controversial topic, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions on it. We are going to interview a few people and see what they have to say. What is your name?
Trinity Gilbert.
And what are you going to college for? What sport?
I'm going to swim at Iowa State.
Why Iowa State? Is that the only school you were getting offers from? Please speak.
Well, I really liked the team atmosphere when I went and visited there, and I liked the campus. It was really pretty. And
why not Madison? I mean, you were born and raised in Wisconsin.
Please
answer us.
I don't really want to go in Wisconsin. I wanted to go somewhere out of state.
Travel a little bit, get away from the family.
Yeah, experience something new.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion on whether or not athletes should be paid in college? NCAA athletes specifically?
Now, do you think only D1 players should get paid, or like D2 or D3 should get paid?
Well, I'm not really sure because...
Why?
I care, let me talk. I think it would be nice if we did get paid, but I'm not opposed to not getting paid. I don't know.
Do you think that when an athlete brings in a lot of revenue for the school and is like kind of a poster athlete for the school, like, I don't know if you watch college basketball, but like Zion Williamson,
mm-hmm.
Well,
he was,
it's Williams.
Okay, look it up later. It's Zion Williamson. Do you think that someone like that brings in a ton of money for the school, or any of the other Duke athletes that plays for that team, that Division I? No. So do you think that someone like Zion Williamson or any of the other big basketball players should get paid for the amount of money that they bring in for their college and their face is posted on the internet all the time, and they get no compensation for any of it. They just go there and play. I mean, other than a scholarship, but that doesn't pay for injuries or... Mm-hmm.
Famous people, like a lot of famous celebrity basketball players tweet them.
Yeah, but with them. That's not... You don't, who knows if that's worth any money?
I would love to meet somebody famous, Jake.
How much would you pay?
Well, if I was famous already in college, I wouldn't have to pay anything.
Okay, well, although I do think it's unfair that, like, you only get money if you basically, like, go pro, like, I don't really know any basketball players that go pro,
Michael Phelps. Yeah.
Yeah, your sport, back to swimming, right? Phelpsy.
But I think... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that we should be happy with what we're getting so far. And we do get NCAA Division I athletes do get scholarships to go to school there. And they do get their tuition and other things paid for. And you get bonus things on top of that,
like you get
all the necessities that you would need for your sport.
Like if you're sponsored by Nike, you get like a bunch of Nike free stuff.
Right. And I think it, like, although it would be beneficial for people to get paid, especially like if you're not a
pro athlete.
Yeah. And
pro caliber athlete.
Yeah. And if you don't have like that much money in your family, then
people would just try out.
Yeah, a lot of people, but they're almost the hardest workers sometimes. Mm-hmm. So.
I have a question. Do I have to agree? Like, are we agreeing?
No, I mean, it's your own opinion. Like, yeah.
There's some.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you think it's fair that the NCAA can ban an athlete for making money off of their name?
No, I don't think that's fair. But I also want to see where it's coming from, because they want you to be loyal to your school. But I think that they are really strict with their rules.
Do you think it's good or bad?
I mean, they're there for a reason, so...
For you can succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, any last words, any shout-outs you'd like us to give on our show?
I just am I supposed to shout out my parents?
Whoever you want. Shout out. You don't have to shout out anybody. Any last words, anything? Say your goodbyes.
Shout out to my dad, because he he threw me in a pool when I was 3 and just told me to start swimming, and that's where I am now.
Beautiful.
All right, thank you.
They threw me across the board.
All right, this is our second guest. Go ahead. What's your name?
Nico Rosales.
And
now, we know that you have been playing football, baseball, and a little bit of basketball, but that took you nowhere. we know that your family is very good at sports, including me. We know that you've been playing since what age?
Like 4.
In basketball? Or, I mean, in football?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What college are you going to?
I'm going to Wisconsin Lutheran.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. To play football?
Yep.
What division is that?
3.
Oh, okay. Do you have an opinion on whether or not... Do you think that college athletes should be paid?
I think... They should be paid.
Why?
I can't take this seriously.
Do you think college athletes should be paid?
I think they should be paid because the NCAA makes too much money off these big-time players like Zion Williamson.
I told you it was Williamson, by the way.
I'm sorry.
He said it was Williams.
No. Williamson.
We argued about that in the last interview.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry. It's hard when he agrees with us right away, because mm-hmm. Trinity was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of had to convince her a little bit.
Yeah.
Nico, you...
Try to disagree a little bit.
No, don't disagree. Don't disagree. Just state think...
why.
He said why.
That's it?
Oh, I get to...
Try to go in depth a little bit. Why do you think? Why? What are some other?
Why reasons? Would you like to get paid if you were? I mean,
yeah,
good
playing. Good question.
I would like to get paid because you gotta grind school, the weight room, and practice every day.
Yeah, that college pretty much owns you while you're there playing football.
You're there and they own you, and I feel like you gotta feel like it's worth something. Like you gotta work towards something.
When do you go there and start like playing football and stuff?
August.
Damn, that early?
That early.
When does the season start?
That means we can't really hang out. I'm trying to hang out as much as
like
I can.
September.
Season starts in September. When's their camp?
August.
It's gonna be brutal.
It's gonna be.
You think it'll be worth it?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Are you gonna be playing all 4 years or are you just done?
It depends how the season goes. I mean, if I play a lot and I like it, I do good, then I'm going to continue to play, probably transfer to a different school.
What position they want you at?
Safety.
Safety?
Yep.
Safety. So you started as a quarterback in pre-league.
Wait, hold on. They think you're fast?
Huh?
They think you're fast?
Fast enough to play safety, yeah.
Oh.
Good answer.
Good answer.
So we know that you started as a quarterback. Any energy, injuries in the pre-league?
No injuries. Stayed healthy all the way up until sophomore year, actually.
What happened?
What happened sophomore year?
Sophomore year, I end up fracturing my fibula in three spots. And dislocating my ankle.
So you dislocated your ankle.
And fractured it in three spots.
Yes. And we know that you had to get surgery.
Correct.
Now, if you were in college and that happened, would you, like, Jake, help me out here.
Yeah, I mean, are you paying for that if you get injured in college?
Like, or if you were getting paid, would you like that money go to your health?
If you don't mind answering, are they giving you any money?
Yeah.
To go there?
No.
None?
None.
So you're
just basically a walk-on.
Yeah, so not only are you about to go there and not even get a scholarship, and they're not paying you, and if you get injured...
And say you can't play no more.
Then what, they're gonna... I mean, then you just kind of wasted... I mean, I guess that's on you, but you... I mean, they recruited you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they recruited you to go there, and then you get hurt, and you can't play anymore, and then you're just kind of...
Like, stuck there. You're just kind of... On the bench.
Yeah, you wouldn't even... You probably... If you wanted to stay with the football team, you could, I'm sure, but... I doubt you'd even stay at that school if you got hurt, right?
No. I'd transfer out of there.
What if you're getting paid?
I wouldn't transfer then.
Yeah.
But say,
So what do you think, like, do you think that...
Oh, wait, do you think that getting paid in college, the college athletes should have strict conditions, like sign a contract, like pass all their school grades, dedicate themselves,
Well, yes. If they had,
what would you consider getting paid in college and having a? Would you like to have a strict contract and like partying? Thank you. And like always be dedicated from school to sports.
I mean, if they had a contract, I could see a contract. I don't know how strict that contract I would like to be.
Would you sign it?
If it involved me getting paid and it was fair contract, then yes, I would sign it. But if it was a strict contract, I don't think I'd sign the contract.
Feels too strict.
If it was too strict, yeah.
Like, they over...
Then, it wouldn't be worth it, then.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think only D1 athletes should get paid, or D2, D3? Or do you think D1 athletes should get paid way more than D3 schools and D2?
Yeah. I mean, no offense, because they're probably better athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
And nobody really sees D3.
I think if you earn D1 scholarships, you should be getting paid in some way.
You already get all the, like, if you're sponsored by Nike, please let me finish.
They can't sponsor you in college.
You can't be sponsored by
Nike. No, but I'm saying, like, their sports team is sponsored by Nike. Yeah. You're already getting a bunch of free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff, especially from Nike?
I agree, but
that's basically getting paid.
That's another point.
Like, you get all these benefits from other people.
That's where they get off. I think if the NCAA cannot pay the players, I think the players should be allowed, if they're big enough, if they're good enough, to go out and get sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. So
like sign their own record deal with shoes
and like brands and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I think they can't even get paid that way.
They can't even have an agent until they're out of. And I feel like if they had an agent, they'd be able to make a lot better decisions too.
I think.
But I feel like if they had an agent. In college, I feel like it would make the college players think like they're better than everybody else and all that. And I feel like it would cause a lot of drama.
Are they not better than everybody else? I mean, like,
it would.
Are they better than the other players or better than like everybody in general?
Everybody. Like, they'll be like all cocky and obnoxious.
I think the cocky players will be cocky whether they have an agent or not.
I think.
That's true. I just think.
If you continuously dominate your sport and your position, I feel like you have that right, and you can feel like the man. because you've earned that right.
Yeah. So Zion Williamson, he goes to college, 1 year, does good, and then he's out. Do you think that if college athletes were getting paid like Zion Williamson or any of the other Duke guys that are freshmen going there 1 year and leaving, do you think that would make them stay?
Yes.
That
if,
would.
If they got paid, they would definitely stay.
And then not only would that
help them get a degree. Yeah,
it helped them get a degree, but that's making the college even more money. Because people want to see people like Zion playing and the other Duke kids playing. Because obviously they're going to be there. They're good already. They already made it Final Four. No, top Elite Eight.
Elite Eight,
yeah. Elite Eight. Next year they're going to win if all of them are back. Easily.
Yeah, if they all stay, they'll be fine. I mean, I think what it comes down to is if they're getting paid, they're going to want to stay. You want to stay because you want to develop. You don't want to just go straight to the NBA and be a bust.
Yeah, and then if you're getting paid in college, not only I think would that make them stay all 4 years, but then if you go into the league, you get out the first year. You mean you got some money if you leave the first year, especially without getting paid, and then you're out the first year of the NBA. You don't have a degree.
You blew your degree.
Yeah, you blew your degree, and then you also can't go back to college and play anyway. You can't go back and play, but you also have no money because you barely made. I mean, depending on their signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they are going to have much money to live off of. Kind of screwed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I think they should be able to already go and get those sponsors from Nike. Get your sponsors from Adidas, Under Armour, if you so choose. Wouldn't go with Under Armour, but...
I agree with there.
But I think they should be able to go out and get that. So if, say, Zion does go down... And he keeps going down.
Oh, like he how he went hurt. Down when he yeah. went down with his Nike.
His career is done.
Yeah, exactly.
His career is done. You'd never hear about Zion no more. Or what could have been.
Yeah. So do you think that they should be paid or be able to have sponsors and stuff? Do you think that NCAA should just be less strict or do you think they should?
I think it should be less strict. If they're not going to give them their money, let them go get their sponsors.
Good point.
Do you think, what would you pay them, the college kids, like how much, like as
crazy.
Much, like as much as, for example, LeBron James gets paid, would you, like, what would the pay be, like $18 like, an hour, $20?
Salary-wise, I'd say, if it's going to be close to something, maybe a practice squad, we're talking about $100,000 a year, maybe.
Damn,
that's
almost as much as a doctor.
A practice squad, yeah, they make that kind of money.
They do be, they put in the work, though. The practice squad be putting in a lot of work.
I don't know. I don't think they should be, if they're getting paid, they're not getting paid six figures.
Now, why do you think there's a lot of talks if college athletes should get paid or not get paid? Can you please answer that?
They work.
Without hesitating.
They work continuously. They're never off the clock. They got to balance their
school.
They're
basically professional
and a sport.
Football.
And you take the March Madness. How they're not in class. If your team's going and going, they're not in class.
Yeah,
they're
never
time
in
out of school.
Yeah, that is true.
So right there, they're not getting back on that.
Mm-hmm. And then
they're not getting any benefits.
Work.
They still got to make that up and play still.
Because mm-hmm.
right after they're done, if they lose, then already the off season starts, man. You got lifting. And then you're going to have practices.
Yeah.
Spring ball.
Yeah, and you barely got time for yourself. You're always, like I said, school, back, sports, yeah.
Because you got them big games in your head. You're not even paying attention
to
school. Yeah,
and then I'm pretty sure they have, like, team film every
You could day. Argue, I could argue that if NCAA does not want to pay them, they do not want them to go out and get sponsorships, they should make an agreement with the school. On their schooling, maybe a couple credits they get just from playing that sport.
Yeah.
Excelling and starting at that sport. If you're on a scholarship, then you should get that credit. If you're not on a scholarship walking on, then that's on you. Mm-hmm. You chose that.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, do you think, I don't know if you already answered this, I totally forgot. Do you think walk-ons you know, there's walk-ons athletes. Do you think they should get paid?
No. I think if they walk on and earn their earn their scholarship.
Now, do you also think that a lot of people would just join a sports team to just get paid? Because
Were paying all the players,
a lot of sports you don't have to try out in college.
If they were paying them, yes. So, but that's where they'd have rules where the walk-ons will not get paid.
Should it just depend on the athlete?
Yeah. It depends on the athlete.
I mean, a lot of walk-ons. Baker Mayfield was a walk-on. I'd say he was one of the best NCAA quarterbacks in the past.
Yeah, I agree.
Century.
Browns coming up.
But that's where he earned that, mm-hmm. So now he can go out and get something.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if you're just a walk-on and nobody knows you, you don't get paid. Yeah.
Now look at, for example, Vontae Jackson from Bradford High School. He got a scholarship for football at Madison, and I know he only played a couple years. He only played like one season, I think, and
he blew out his knee.
And he's done for. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Do you think if they were paying him, it would be different, or like?
I'd probably be more worth it for them to come back and play.
Yeah,
but
I feel for him. He kept continuously getting hurt. And that's where you fall off, mm-hmm. And you say, man, do I really want to do this to myself again?
Yeah, because in the future,
it's so much harder to come back from an injury than not.
Yeah, some people start playing for sports.
Yeah, and once you get that far, you're like, what am I even doing no more?
Yeah, some people's bodies aren't.
It's not worth it anymore. That's when they say it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Had they getting paid? Yeah, sure. He probably would have come back.
Yeah.
And gave it another try.
Yeah. All right, any last words, any shout-outs you want us to give?
Shout-out Iker, man. Shout-out Jake for having me. It was a good talk.
No, thank you. Thank you for being in the Jake and Iker podcast, ESPN.
This was fun. Check us out on ESPN soon.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
All right, thank you. Hello.
All right, this is our third interviewee, our third guest on the show.
Welcome.
What is your name?
Hi, everybody. My name's Alex Bay. I'm a senior at Harborside.
Where are you going to go to school and for what?
Know that you've been playing soccer as a kid, traveling team, Red Star.
Iker, please. Iker.
Jake. I know you played as a goalie at Tremper.
That's correct, sir.
Have you played goalie your whole career so far?
No, I started playing goalie when I was 11 years old. Our goalie got injured, and I had to step in, and I was pretty decent at it, so I just played that from then on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since I was rudely interrupted, and you were rudely interrupted, where are you going to go to college, and what for?
Next year, I'll be enrolling at Carthage. My major will most likely be business.
And you're going to play soccer there?
Yeah, I just got asked to play soccer there. Most likely JV, but hopefully.
You're going to come up?
Work. Yeah, work off, make it come up and be on the starting squad eventually. I don't know.
Yeah. So, what do you have an opinion on whether or not college athletes should be paid?
Oh, definitely. I believe college athletes should be paid twice as much. As professional athletes.
Why?
Because I feel like these kids have to work a lot for what they've been through. A lot of the kids only have the sports, and that's why they get scholarships. But if some people don't, and the system and the colleges and NCAA, they broadcast all the games or make advertisements, stuff on some athletes, and I feel like they unjustly make money off of kids.
That's a point we haven't had yet, being paid more than pro athletes. Everybody so far has said they should be paid less than them. Why do you think they should be paid more?
He just answered that, Jake.
I'll add on to it.
Thank you, Alex.
Like I said, the kids I feel like they have to work through more. But the adults, even though they're in the league and they've been through it all already, they're on the, I would say, decline of their athletic abilities because they're getting older. When they're children, they're reaching their maximum abilities with their power and their speed. They're getting bigger, and I feel like it's unjust because over the years, they've basically been stealing from the children by letting them play and selling out tickets to games.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like they're just using the children, and it's even worse that they're children. The fact that they're, you know, young, I feel like most of them don't recognize their state, where they stand in this situation.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
So do you plan on playing goalie at Carthage too, or you want to move up to center?
Oh, I'd definitely be down for whatever.
Whatever gets you on the field.
Yeah, whatever gets me some PT playing time. But if I am gonna play on the field, I definitely have to do some conditioning because I'm out of shape. I've had like a year off season.
Play solo for a long time too.
Yeah.
Not that you wouldn't be in shape from that.
Oh yeah.
Probably not as in shape as the people running.
Yeah, and I also haven't had like goalie training or anything in a while.
Maybe we can hit some balls together and practice.
For sure, yeah, we could all go to the park or something.
Yeah.
Play some football too. Yeah, football and football.
Yeah, I agree. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Got some time. Do you think that, like, just anybody should be paid?
That's a tough question. I believe everybody should be getting paid because they're still spending time.
Part of the team.
Right, part of the team, putting in work like a professional athlete would. And I also not only believe that athletes should get paid, I feel like people from other clubs should get paid, like orchestra or like a choir if they're putting on performances for other people, because they're putting in their time and effort to perform for other people. And yeah, it's fun for them, but it's also a lot of work and it's strain while they're trying to balance with other things like school, which is also very important.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much money. They could have a lot of money. I don't know the orchestra people. I don't know anything about that. But I would assume they don't have as much money as, like, the NCAA.
Right. Yeah, totally. Because they're doing shows.
But if you were to... So you said that they should be paid more than pro athletes, like double,
quadruple.
Do you think there's certain people that would be paid that amount and certain people that wouldn't be paid that amount?
In professional or college? Oh yeah, I did kind of work around the question. I forgot. My bad.
Awesome.
I feel like people that are broadcasted and shown off to, a wider variety of the audience should be paid more because of the income that they're getting. Like, it should be a set certain percent of their income should go to athletes, I feel like. Not like a salary or anything, but the amount of net income that they're worth, like, part of their income should go to, well, it already goes to coaches, the
and to the school. Them
right into the school. They should also give up for, like, maybe even like a small percentage. I'm sure the students would take money to play whatever they like. But and also if they're not on like a wide audience team, I feel like they should still get paid because they're still providing for an audience, even though it's not as wide. It's still bringing in interest to the school and the community around the school, like the sports and all that. Bringing in more fans and interest.
You have any other questions for?
What would you describe soccer? Like, what is soccer to you?
To me,
is it just like a sport when you would be be bored you would play, or like did you actually like it? Is it like, did you a like job being here? Around the Hispanic culture? I'm sure you had a lot of good times with Hispanic people. Like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you were the only American white person mm-hmm. on the team.
Oh, I was a second.
Second. So did you feel like you fitted in or?
Oh yeah, definitely. I felt like I was influenced by the Hispanic culture in soccer. It was a different style of soccer as well. We used to run kids out of the park, like 6-0, 8-0, these little white kids. And they'd be so mad at us, and they'd be like, oh, it's because they're Mexican. And I'd be like, I'm white. Nah, but yeah, definitely it's a whole different culture. Yeah, man, like, I love Mexicans, dude. Like,
so what is soccer to you?
Oh, yeah. Soccer is, it's definitely a big part of my life. It's a part of me. I'll probably be watching or playing, doing something that has to do with this sport till the day I die. It's something that I do when I'm bored, but it's because I like to do it. I'd rather, if it's nice out, I'd rather go outside and, you know, kick a soccer ball in the goal, dribble around, you know, be whatever outside in the nice weather than be inside, you know, reading a book or watch a TV, whatever other people's interests are. Mm-hmm. That's just my thing, right?
Playing on the fort.
Hop on the fort, yeah. Squads. I'm on ski all the time, just hit me up. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, soccer's definitely a big part of my
big
life.
Big time, really.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any last words, any shout-outs? Thank you for being here.
Yeah, shout-out Jake Dietzen, Iker Soto, Iker Zaid. Soto, for the interview. Thanks for having me out. Stay tuned to the podcast every Sunday. Boom.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yup. Good night. Peace out.